Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk. Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's multi-award-winning public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2 at Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our program brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also, with special thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investment in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online also at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And our guest today is Mary Beth Knapp, who is the board president of the Humane Society of York County. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
And
so
I'm
much
so
for
glad.
Me.
Yes, and I'm so glad to see you here. It's finally great. We talk every Monday
yes.
on Palmetto Mornings. Yes. You come in with us, but it's always over the phone with the pet of the day. So I told Lucas I was so excited that I was actually going to get to see a person. I was actually yes. going to get to see Mary Beth. And you've never been on Straight Talk before,
yeah.
and this is my first Straight Talk show, so
Yay.
We're doing this together. So thank you for being
right?
here.
Awesome.
If you would just start by telling us a little bit about Mary Beth Knapp.
All right. I have been volunteering with the Humane Society of York County for about 16 years. Every day is the question of how can I do it anymore, and then you see the animals and you go, you have to do it another day and another day and another day. It is very exciting. It's very life-changing every day because you deal with so many circumstances. It does make you question humanity just a little bit, but you really pull in and you think of being gracious and giving people the benefit of the doubt.
So how long have you been with the Humane Society of York County?
16 years.
Okay.
16 years.
Okay.
And so I started doing the volunteering at our Possibility Thrift Shop and got in and was just enjoying that experience for a little bit. And then I got on the board pretty quickly because I really wanted to take my business knowledge and put it to work for the board. We are a five-member guiding board, and we're very active. We're volunteers. And basically that means we are all doing something almost every day of the week.
Wow.
Yes, Sunday afternoon is my one day that I had take off.
It's your day of rest.
It's my day of rest, and I have a meeting this Sunday, so I'm like, oh, goodness. But that's okay. It's all for a good reason. The thrift shop is so exciting because it financially supports our Humane Society mission. But our mission there, of course, is to help the community animals, dogs and cats only, no variations from that, but domesticated dogs and cats, give them a second chance at a new life, and hopefully their final life for their lifetime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's back up just a little bit.
Sure.
Let's explain what the difference is between, say, the Humane Society of York County versus maybe what people think of as the pound
yes,
through York County itself. So what? Explain the difference between the two.
That's a great, great statement. One, the rescue world, we call ourselves a rescue.
Okay.
We are nonprofit, independent, rescue. And we happen to be a no-kill rescue. The government-funded and supported is the pound or the shelter. We call them a shelter. Unfortunately, the shelter has to go by their rules of the government, which means they have to enter, you know, everything that enters the door they have to accept and those sorts of things. So they are managed by numbers. The beauty of York County is that we work very closely with the director there, Bobby Comer, and she and us, we collaborate. She also collaborates with other rescues in the area. So she will put out a list and try to get as many animals moved into rescue so that they can be saved and placed into homes versus having, like we talk weekly about owner surrenders, having an owner surrender who's top of the list of a euthanasia experience in most cases become a dog that can be moved into a rescue and placed into a home, finally, final home.
So they can call you and say, hey, maybe this dog is, you know, going to be euthanized in a couple of days, and we've got to find a place for it because we don't want that to happen. They can call you and work with you.
Yes, well, they would. We have a process in place, and they have a list, and we can go through the list and see which ones we can take, or maybe by size. Say, for instance, if we have room in our smaller dog versus our larger dog, or vice versa. But we then try to pull as many as we possibly can. One of the big ways we also help the shelter is we take in strays ourselves. Normally, all strays go to the shelter. So we take them through the door, we welcome them in, we do the 5-day stray hold before we do anything soliciting, trying to find their owners. We're hopeful all the time. But when we can, after 5-day stray hold, we process then the intake. It goes through, you know, getting vaccinated, getting on the list for being neutered or spayed, and all that.
Okay, and that's what you talk about on Monday.
Yes.
So spayed,
yes.
Microchipped. What does microchipped mean?
Microchipped's a little scary,
okay.
But it's also life-changing. It's a little piece of rice that is injected under the skin by their shoulder blades, and it basically has the name, phone number of the owner, which is, you know, very...
High tech,
yes. A little scary, but high tech. But it helps the animal, you know, if a stray comes in, we can immediately scan and see if we know the owner. And if we know the owner, contact them, say, hey, we've got your dog, come get it.
Okay.
And so it just speeds up getting that dog or cat back into their rightful home.
So explain what makes a good pet owner. So if someone already doesn't have a pet, maybe they're thinking, hey, we should get a family dog or we should get a cat. What would you say to someone to maybe make sure they are the right criteria? And then what would you say for them to come and see you guys?
Well, first, I often say this. Nobody has to like each other. So, you know what? The best pet owner doesn't have to be the most social person. So it's nothing about the personalities per se,
okay.
Right? It's more about the eagerness to want to do the right thing. Get to know the pet. Make sure it's a good balance of what you need in your life kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Not that we know what you need, but what you need, you know. The energy level, is it high or too low? Walking of the dog, are you capable of walking them 2 to 3 times a day? Workload, age, all sorts of different contributing factors into that. Would you rather have a small dog because it meets the criteria? Cats are a completely different story. They're a little easier because they adjust. Takes them, like I've said before on our weekly, is it can take them 2 weeks to a year to come out of their shell. But once they are connected, they are connected. And my cat, 22 years old. So it's a life. It's a good long life, right? Where a dog, if you are lucky, you get 15, 16 years, you know? And it hurts like a Dickens, but you're lucky to get that long.
So walk us through the process of becoming a pet owner through the Humane Society. It's not like the Humane Society is just opened all the time where you can come look, like, say, a pet store. It doesn't operate that way. So
correct.
Walk us through what that looks like and what people need to do if they're interested.
So call first. If you're interested in adopting a cat or a dog, call us. Let's get an appointment on the books. What we do is we say, hey, we have a website with awesome pictures. Again, pictures aren't everything, but it gives you an idea of size, energy, age, so you can kind of relate that to energy, and that sort of thing. So you go and you say, okay, I'd like to see Hope and Gaddy, which are two very challenging dogs, but I'm going to pick them because I love them.
Well, go ahead and give a plug for them while
yes,
you're here.
They're wonderful.
You can go ahead and do that.
They're wonderful. Anyway, if you go and you say you want to meet those dogs, we get you an appointment on the book, and you come in. We do a actual introduction out in the yard. We don't have folks walk through our environment anymore and look at cage to cage because it really sets off a barking extravaganza. And that's such a positive word, and it's not a positive experience. They look.
It's loud.
It's loud, and it makes them look like animals they are not. You know, they are the sweetest animals, but when a dog barks and another dog barks and mayhem is created, it just isn't a good thing. So taking them into the yard where you can really get to know the dog, that's the true gem, where you can see. Now, of course, some take some time to get introduced to you. You know, some want to just stand off and take their time, just very much like people. Some people are a little slower, and some people can just jump right in. You know, those alphas. Yes, go ahead.
And you do like for the whole entire family to come. So yes. if you're single, great.
Yes.
But if you're a mom and a dad and have three kids, you do want everybody in the house to be present at the initial visit.
Yes. And we'll talk through some of that depending on schedules. But we do like that because then we can see if there's any challenges. Say, for instance, if mom wants a dog, but dad's totally against it, or mom wants a dog and the children are scared to death of dogs, those sort of things. And then we can work through some of that and just hit it right on instead of having it be jumping in, having the dog be in the home and then returned.
Right.
Our entire effort is how we can get that pet forever in that home. And we'll work at whatever we have to do to make that happen.
What do you have the most of right now? Is it cats? Is it dogs? Is it large dogs? What's the biggest need in getting the pets that you have there adopted?
Our biggest need, we're just coming up on, and I always gulp about this, we're coming up on cat season, kitten season. And that starts about March, and then it doesn't end until October, November. And oh my goodness, the amount of cats. And in normal circumstances, we have 3 cats to 1 dog in our environment. At this point, we're doing pretty good. Our cat adoptions have been outstanding since January, and we can talk about that a little later, but just outstanding. Our dogs is slower because we have that process around it where you have to come in, meet the dog. If you have dogs at home, do a vet check, or if you have any pets at home, do a vet check. Then have the dogs meet on our site, have the dogs meet on your site. It sounds so much, but it's so well worth it. Because then you're truly making an educated decision. But anyway, going through all that process just to come through to probably 24 large dogs and 5 smaller dogs, maybe about 10 smaller dogs. And of course, that in itself is relative.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. So do you have people who are bringing pets? Are they strays? Are they bringing them to you weekly? Is this daily?
Daily.
So it's an
almost
intake.
Daily.
Okay.
But it's nothing we can schedule. We don't know that 3 dogs are going to walk in the door or somebody found them on the street. We don't know. But every day this week, I've had the cutest little puppy come through the door. And I'm always in shock when someone says, oh, yes, I found it on the side of the road, because I've never seen a cute little puppy.
And do you ask a lot of questions? What is that like?
For someone bringing...
For an intake, yes.
Yeah. If it's a stray, we just get as much information as we can about the experience, where'd you find it. Did you have it overnight or a few days? If so, what did it eat? Did it get along with other... You know, gain as much knowledge as we possibly can so that we can carry that forward. You know, we're pretty much starting over once they're in our facility. Again, it's not the best environment because there's so many vocals, right?
It's loud.
It's very loud.
Yeah.
Which, just to say, when it's 4:00 and everybody leaves the door, it settles down so beautifully and everyone just goes, ah, and breathes, right? And just says, oh, finally, I can just relax. So it's that all the movement and the energy, all of that creates the noise.
What does the staff look like? I know that you have a board, you said a 5, and that's a volunteer base.
Yes.
What does the staff look like at the Humane Society?
We have a manager, an assistant manager, and then a few seniors, but we have total 15 at this point, 15 staff. And they are very hardworking people. I wish that, you know, we have a little more variety, but it is what it is. You know, when you come in, you do a test run. You go in and you do a working interview. Let's see. This is because it's a rude awakening. You think of coming in and petting a cat, loving on a dog. It's a lot. It's a lot of doo-doo pickup. It's a lot of
walking.
You know, you have to have a confidence in yourself and in pets. When you see a dog that's large, you know, and it's really a challenge to find really good people. And we are just so proud to say we have a wonderful staff.
Do you have volunteers who can come in and
we
help
do.
With that?
Yes, we do. Of course, volunteers have their world as well. So a lot of them work and things like that. But we have amazing volunteers that come in the morning and walk. In the afternoon, we have shifts that come in and walk. They'll take the dogs if they're qualified. You know, they have to meet certain qualifications to take them off site and have a cappuccino with a dog or a burger.
Oh, so they could do that.
Mm-hmm, if you are qualified. So they have to go through and prove their being just respectful and all sorts of different things about the animal.
So, but what a great opportunity to kind of get that dog out.
It's wonderful.
And, you know, get them out of the environment to be able to see what it would be like. I think that's so, I never knew you did that.
Yes,
so I
it's
think
wonderful.
That's so special.
And there's only certain dogs that are qualified to go off-site. A lot do take, we go to schools. On occasion, we'll take a dog to schools, certain people, and do drives where they collect items and then they bring them in. That's an awesome way for us to get offset our operational costs and bring in litter. What do I say every Monday, right? Litter, bleach, laundry detergent.
We're going to go through some of that before we're done today, too.
So those very needs are just wonderfully supported by our community. As in, going back to that independence, that's who we rely on. Local businesses, local people to just come with their generosity of items or finances and give or shop, right? Mm-hmm. At our shops, be it seasonal or our yearly shop, our Pausability thrift shop, where they give their items, their gently used items, and then we turn around and they buy wonderful things. And oh my gosh, we've had such a good month in January. It was such a positive experience.
It's so exciting, and I look forward to hearing more about that after our mid-program break.
Awesome.
So we are going to take a mid-program break.
All right.
Again, we want to welcome you back to Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. This is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also, a special thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, and you can find out more at andersongriggs.com. Also, want to give a thanks to our friends at Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy at Camden Avenue, Ebenezer Road, and Rock Hill. And again, we are at Substation 2 on Cherry Road across the street from Winthrop, and we do something really special here. We make fresh salads and subs 6 days a week. And the way
delicious.
We do it is right here in these white letters. I want everybody to say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And again, welcome back to Straight Talk. I'm Ashley Lang, and we are broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. And this is sponsored by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also, a special thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. We're being joined today by Mary Beth Knapp, who is the board president of the Humane Society of York County. So she's telling us all the ins and outs of the Humane Society and adopting a pet. But I did have a question. So
absolutely.
If there's someone who loves animals,
yes,
but maybe they just aren't home enough or they're allergic, but they want to be able to help you because they do love animals. I know there's a lot of opportunities for them to help you. So let's kind of talk through some of those things.
I love that question because there's so many things that can be done off-site. You can do a drive for our items that we need. Offsets our operational costs, and it's fantastic. You can do a financial drive. You can do a fundraiser. You can volunteer at the thrift shop. There is a cat there, but the cat's contained.
Okay.
One in 4,500 square footage is okay. You can do so many things that help promote. You can take a picture of our animal and circulate it using your social media to find their true connection, because we say it all the time, there is a connection out there for that pet. It's just finding the right person for each one of them.
That's right. And you can find that pet of the week on WRHI's website every Monday. So you can circulate that. I want to talk about the Possibilities Thrift Shop.
Yes.
So not only can people volunteer there,
yes,
but you take donations and people can volunteer there as well. So kind of explain that setup, because you can always shop.
Yes.
I mean, now you're speaking my language, Mary.
Yes.
Beth.
Oh, it is an awesome shop. We get donations that have new tags on them. So you really do get some amazing things and a great variety, collectibles, all sorts of wonderful things. So it's not just animals. We do have a small animal room, but it's our top sellers, clothing, home goods, kitchen, small appliances. If you have something big and you want to donate, call us first, because we have only minimal space. And often, unfortunately, we have to move that on to another place. But we so appreciate you thinking about us. We take goods Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4, and we normally try to back off our 4 o'clock closure for donations so that we can get them processed, because, again, it is all volunteers, about 3:30, 3:40. But, of course, we love that you think of us, so please keep it up. For those people who are questioning about our Christmas store, we are taking Christmas items. We do store them in storage and organize price and get them ready to transfer into our seasonal shop when ready. So, yes.
And that Christmas store this year was located in the old Kimbrell's Furniture Store Fort Mill. It was phenomenal.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's like Halloween and Christmas. You kind of roll into it all, but it was absolutely phenomenal. But let the audience know where Possibilities is located.
Possibilities can be found at 2144 Carolina Place. It's across from Baxter Village, as if you're going to Lowe's Hardware on Carolina Place and keep going about an eighth of a mile on your right. It is a smaller shop. It's lovely. Of course, it's not as streamlined as the bigger charity places, but we do what we can with what we have. So bear with us. We do have a pull-up, drop-off, and pull-out. Some people are not comfortable backing out, so we help in all the ways we possibly can. But it's a great shop for helping our animals. I always say, volunteer-run places can be challenging, so please forgive us up front if we don't have a smile all the time. I always tell people, smile, 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 because our number one job is customer service.
Absolutely.
In everything we do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And volunteers, if they are interested in volunteering there, maybe not at the Humane Society itself, but at the Possibilities Thrift Shop, what do they need to do?
They walk in to the shop, ask for the lead of that day, and we'll get you a form to fill out. It does include a waiver, of course, so that we can keep our expenses down, our liability expenses down. But once we get you on the books, then we find a spot for you. We're there pretty much 7 days a week, even though we're not open to the public except Wednesday through Saturday. There is a lot involved in prepping the shop for marketing and a good shopping experience for our shoppers.
And I know on Mondays, I did give a little plug for Palmetto Mornings. You do come on every Monday and you have the pet of the week. You do a dog and a cat.
Yes.
At the end of that, you always list needs for the week. So
yes,
if people want to help in that way, what does that look like? What are the biggest needs and how do they drop those off?
Awesome. One, I would ask people to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page, Humane Society of York County, will do posts on there often of what our needs are, as well as the dogs that come in that are strays. Maybe it's your dog, maybe not. If it's not, then it may be available and it may be the love of your life. So things to consider. But our needs are pretty consistent. Litter, bleach, laundry detergent. I think I said this a million times, 70 loads a day. A day. I hate laundry.
Loads of laundry.
Yes. I go home and my laundry sits and I have to rewash it and
You're
rewash
tired.
It.
You're tired of the laundry by
I
then,
just
Meredith.
I don't want to fold another thing once I get home. I'll do it for the animals because that's a great, wonderful thing. But for my husband, he'll have to wait for that t-shirt.
Or he can do it, right?
That's right.
If he's listening. And then do people also need to drop off? Do you still take newspaper and paper towels and all of those kind of things
yes.
as well?
You know, right now we are awesome with paper towels. Okay. But, oh, my goodness, we could use TP, toilet paper, for those human visitors. I know that's crazy, but it is an expense. We do take your old towels. We take even your not-so-old towels. If you are cleaning out your house, bring them. Bring your items, top sheets, to the rescue. Everything else, bring to the thrift shop, and we will siphon through there. We'll sell what we can so that it supports the animals. It's just like this beautiful symbiotic circle of events. We try. And if we don't use it, we have a pay-it-forward experience with Salvation Army. So we work it through so that things don't go in the dump.
Yes. Well, everything needs to be reused
yes.
again if possible. And,
yes.
and again, it can help the animals.
Yeah, absolutely. Or another organization, you know.
And remind us where the Humane Society is physically located.
It is 8177 Regent Parkway, right there going towards, for those of you who have been here a long time, the old PTL. It's right there on the curve. You're welcome in most cases, you know, make that appointment. Some people do stop in just to say, what do you need? And you're welcome to do that. Some people just have to really put a place with their thought, and we welcome that. You
love
know,
that.
It helps for you to know we really do have a lot of animals, and we really do have a mission of placing them, and we need. So often there's dogs out in all the yards, and it's wonderful to stop and go, oh, my God, because our hope is that you will fall in love, and we will hopefully make that connection.
And pets do change your life. I mean, it's a life-changing experience.
It is truly a life-changing experience, whether you are young to old, right? It keeps you living as you're older, and it really just preps you for family and love and caring. There is a stage for everything in there, and your pet is your one constant. Say you're at college and you have your cat throughout, and then you get married, your cat's still there, and then you go and you have children, your cat's still there, right?
Your cat, definitely. As you said, your cat was 22?
22 years old.
That's amazing.
I look at him every day and I'm like, wow. Really?
Well, I know that you have a lot of pets there now,
yes.
but I also know that you have been able to adopt a lot out, and you have some numbers
so
that you
ecstatic.
Want to share. We have a couple minutes left, so I wanted us to get to that before we had to
Wrap it up.
Eat lunch.
Yes. Well, our dogs so far, January 1st till today, is 19 placed in their forever homes. Cats, 79 cats. So that's
wow.
98 animals have found their homes since January 1st. Isn't that phenomenal?
That's amazing.
And then just can I do a plug?
Of course
that we
you
are
can.
Looking for land. I wanted to put that out there. If there's anyone listening today and they know of industrial land, so it's the zoning is L1, please call me. We aren't asking for a donation, even though that would be nice. We will pay.
Okay.
We just need to find 3 to 5 acres that suits our need for expansion, because we would love to help more animals and have the situation be a little more suitable for their need, their temporary tenant need.
How would that change? Why is that important?
Well, it would allow us to take in a few more animals.
Okay.
About 10 to 15% more. It would allow them to have a better stay while they're on site. Today we have individual kennels versus two kennels for a dog to defecate in and then sleep in, you know, having it be segregated. New things that I've never experienced before, because I kind of figured, well, it's better than anything, right?
Right.
Than the alternative. It's so much better. But we would love to have it be a much more suitable environment for our temporary tenants. And get them in and move them to their forever home.
All right. That sounds great. Well, Mary Beth, this was fun.
Yes,
it was
sure
fast.
Was.
Thank you for being here today. It was both of our first times, and I'm glad I got to share that
awesome.
With you. Again, we are live broadcasting from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. We are sponsored by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. A special thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense and intelligent advice for conservative investors. And you can find out more at AndersonGriggs.com. Again, we're at Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do something real special here. We make fresh salads and subs 6 days a week, and we do it by what's right here in the white letters. We want you to do it with us. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have a good weekend. Bye.